This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Still holding the mic. That's all right, though. Good luck to you, you fellas. Oh, man. Shoot. Our fellas tonight. Damn, I forgot about it. Almost forgot about it. Our guys, Area 45, they're going to have to deal with this. Bajani Creighton, I don't know who sits in this seat, but one of those guys got to deal with this microphone unless somebody comes and picks it up. I promise you, I don't believe I'm the one who did it. That's coming up a little bit later on after Texans All Access. Brian Cushing will be on Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, coming up right after us at 6 o'clock. So come pull up, enjoy a listen to, I'm sure, some great stories and current thoughts on the Texans with Brian Cushing. That's coming up behind us, Area 45, live and local, 8 to 12 a.m. I mean, that damn game outlasted them by 2 hours if they were last night. Jesus.
Their live look-ins were probably pretty good, huh?
Would have been. They had we were carrying Monday Night Football last night, so the fellas weren't in there.
Yeah.
But they will be in there tonight. You'll hear that voice, Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago coming up behind us. T-Mill's best bets, off to a good start. Three out of five last night. Let's see if he can continue to stay in this green coming up. All right, Clint. Should, because I've been thinking about this, especially after this past weekend, when you look at it and Xavier Hutchinson, who I know you guys sat down with in the postgame show, he led the team in receiving yards. He had 5 catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown.
Nice.
And then Jalen Noel, who also came in with 5 catches, 63 yards. Higgins, also one of the young receivers there, 4 catches, 34 yards, 1 touchdown. The Iowa State guys had a pretty good performance. Braxton Berrios was pretty good as well, picking up some big first downs. And when you look at their performance, and one of the things I'm thinking about, yes, they did it without Nico Collins, but we know Nico Collins is going to be a major part of this team. They also thought that Christian Kirk would be a major part of this team. And one of the things we've seen D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, Cal, and Hannah McNair do is they've taken an L on some guys who they had potential plans for, right? They had plans and paid money, pretty good money, to get Cam Robinson, and then they pulled the plug and took the L on that. They had plans with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and they pulled the plug and moved on from that. Do you think we have reached the point for you, Clint? 713-572-4610. You can jump on this on YouTube and Twitch as well. Have we reached the point for you where you're ready to see them, maybe not move them off the roster like the other two I just named, but Christian Kirk, his role, get diminished for these younger guys in Hutchinson, Knoll, or Higgins? Are you ready for him to take a back seat to those guys? We reached that point yet?
No, not me. I have not. No, I've not seen enough. Now, you can argue that we should have seen more of Jalen Knoll to this point, and maybe we have a better feel for it. But right now, I've not seen enough from anybody to say, hey, if Christian Kirk is fully healthy and he can go, then we should cut his reps for any of the young guys, Higgins, Knoll, or Hutchinson at this point. Now, if somebody out there is aware that Christian Kirk, Father Time, has jumped on him, mm-hmm. or that the hamstring is a bigger problem than it is, then that's up to them. But for me personally, if you told me Christian Kirk is healthy and he's worth the $12 or $14 million that you gave him, and that you still believe that he's got the Jacksonville ability in him, then I can't. Right now, I can't sit Christian Kirk and play any of these other guys, or take the starting duties, or take the bulk of the rep. If Christian Kirk is healthy, from a snap perspective, I'm treating him just like Nico Collins. They rotate the hell out of their guys here anyway, but if it were me, Nico yeah. Collins and Christian Kirk would be made priority. They would not come off the field unless they needed a break. And right now, I would just have to take the heat. Right now, Jalen Knoll, young dude that shows a lot of promise. I would just have to be like, hey, I got to limit the young guys' reps right now. But that ain't to say that this ain't a great question. That ain't to say that we're a couple of weeks away from Jalen Knoll is coming now. And we're him making a couple of plays, we're him having a couple of good games and being a good source solution for C.J. Stroud with great chemistry with the quarterback. We're not far from me being at a spot where I go, hey, you can cut bait with Christian.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
As Jalen Knoll can do some of those things.
Yeah, a text line coming in. Let the youngsters play more.
Yeah, unless you're ready.
Kirk.
No, I can't do that. Let the youngsters play more stuff is fine when you don't have answers. But when I've got a veteran answer that's gone for 1,000 yards, that sees the game through the quarterback lens, that is long in the tooth with pelts on the wall in terms of being a veteran in this league, I'm not ready to say that Jalen Knoll brings more value to the table than he does.
Text line coming in, more production out of Knoll right now. The problem with cutting Christian Kirk is that you have about $9.5 million in cap space. Yeah, my even conversation with this isn't even about cutting him. When I say take the L, as you said, Clint, coming into it, that was going to be your 1-2 punch, right? Christian Kirk was going to be your answer to how teams will try to defend Nico Collins. You had a veteran guy that could play in the slot, and he still may very well be able to do what it is you're looking for him to do. I liked the move when they made it. I'm not even saying to cut him. I'm saying to diminish his role. Like right now, like all around, that Ravens game is weird. But all around, that was probably the best that we got to see from the receiving corps. They were able to win quickly, in particular Knoll, win quickly on all the routes. And this is two games in a row where Knoll's able to get over the top from the slot, make big, big chunk plays, and connect with C.J. Stroud. I just look at Jalen Knoll, and it feels it feels odd to me to think, all right, Christian Kirk's going to come back and his snaps and ability to impact the game is going to lessen. I don't know that I feel like they need to be trying to find more ways for him to impact it. And I wonder if Christian Kirk's arrival back whenever he comes back from injury is something that stops that.
Yeah, look, there is this conversation's about one guy, and it's Jalen Nolan. And for me, I'm a couple of weeks away from consistent play, from improving, from him being the answer in the quick game, from him making a couple of plays in the mid-range to deep game the way he's done, maybe being used as a weapon and not just another receiver that's out there would be nice to see. If I see those things a couple of weeks, yeah, I could get in the boat of, hey, man, Christian Kirk needs to take a back seat. I don't care how healthy he is. But right now where I sit right now, I, too, would like to see all these young guys play more, right?
Yeah, this is Robert Woods.
I'm in the verge, right? I'm in the verge of not on the verge. I'm of the belief that we can still salvage a season. You can still get a wild card berth. You know, with some of the things go your way over the next month or so, hell, you could get back into reach with two games left late versus Indy to where that may even become a reality late season. I still believe that that's the way of thinking. And right now where I sit, Christian Kirk gives me a better chance to get that done than any of the young guys. But like I said, this conversation really is about one dude. It's about Jalen Nolan, and I'm a couple of weeks away from feeling pretty good about making that decision.
All right, let's get to T-Mill's best bets. If you aren't able to hear them, catch them, or you need to refresh them, catch them up at T-Mill Real Deal if you're looking for those. What you got, man?
Yeah, keep the solid week going. Been a while since we had a Monday that was solid like we did last night, 3 for 5. Want to trend in that direction. I got 5 NBA wagers for you. Rockets are not in action, but plenty to bet on tonight. First, I got the Milwaukee Bucks +3.5 as they host the New York Knicks. Next, I got an over for you. Kings at Thunder, over 227.5 points in that one. Then an under. Hornets at the Heat in Miami, under 241.5 points. And then I got two player props for you. Both are within this Clippers-Warriors game late tonight. The turd, formerly known as James Harden, I have under 9.5 assists. I mean, he just puts turdish stuff out there.
Now you're getting
man.
Personal. You're betting personal.
And then Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler, over 4.5 rebounds for him and the Warriors tonight. Those are your 5 best bets.
The Jimmy Butler thing feels so easy every time I see him that low, but like the last time he was under it. It's weird. It feels
lost on that hook last time. Not this time.
I don't know. I think you should always stay away from James Harden bets because I just think you're betting with your bet with your heart and anger. And I don't know that.
He does play like a turd, just like he acts like a turd sometimes.
Yeah, I like that Kings
turd, man.
Thunder over. I like that over. I do.
You want me to throw some on it for you?
No, not a chance. Yeah, man, just got a lot going on, man. Just had to replace the air conditioning unit and furnace. Full set. All right. So I'm out.
Let's be honest, you found a deal.
I did, but I'm out for betting. I'm out for betting for a little bit since I had to.
Just for a little bit?
The next 10 years.
Since I had to replace that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Well, all righty. I guess I can see it's not a point.
What if he just leaves the dugout with a helmet on?
I don't think I would to start the game. Hey man, we crossed the fourth. That dude is.
Opie bet on himself last night.
That dude is insane. Hold on. It's not a good time to do that.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.